There are a lot of virtues about Surah Muminun. Prophet says that whosoever recites this surah regularly, then when he dies, he gets glad tidings of paradise. And whosoever recites it on the Friday gets high position in the heaven, to the point that he will be along with prophets and messengers. Prophet says that 10 verses have been revealed to me, whoever puts them into practice will enter paradise. Inshallah, those verses we will be reciting today on 4th of Shaban. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Qad aflah mu'minun, successful indeed are the believers. The first verse. Allah is starting with the success of the believers. Falah comes with salvation. Salvation, it is also from splitting, or splitting of the barrier. Any barrier which is the hurdle for the success, when it's split, it's called the falah, is success. And Allah describes who are the believers and following verses. But Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that when Allah created paradise, he told it to speak, and paradise said, successful indeed are the believers. Yes. Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Now Allah is describing who are these believers, who are, the translation goes like that, who are humble in their prayers. Humbleness is the key first quality of the believer. Allah is describing is humbleness in the prayer. And there are a lot of narrations about humbleness, but before I go there, humbleness means a sense of a fear, and fear inside the heart. Especially when we are doing salah, then we feel so low in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our whole body is in fear, and our heart is in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focusing towards Him. Our limbs are loose, our head is down, our gaze doesn't go right and left. This is the humbleness. Prophet says, one who is not humble in the ritual prayer never receives any its virtue. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, there is no goodness in heart that is not humble, and in eye that does not shed tears, and in a deed that has no benefit. So humbleness is so important. Prophet says, seek refuge in Allah from humility of hypocrisy. Humility of hypocrisy. Somebody asked, what is humility of hypocrisy? He replied, when the body appears to be humble, while heart is not. To make body humble is very easy, but to make heart humble is hard, but that's hypocrisy if we do not do that. One person was playing with his beard while he was praying. Prophet said that if he was humble, he would not have been playing with his beard while he was doing salat. That is the first quality. Second quality is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ الْلَغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. This is the second quality. And those who keep aloof from vain is something useless, which has no value. So Allah says that who keep aloof from the vain, distractions, useless distractions, although those distractions are not especially haram, because you cannot do in haram, then that's totally forbidden. But lagh is something, it's not haram, but it is not important, it's useless. And there's no description of any useful goodness of life. It's called distraction, and Allah says, keep aloof from, these believers keep aloof from that. Allah did not forbid completely, because it's very difficult. Like vain things, like you are doing something useless, like playing PlayStation, you know. That's kind of useless, but it's not haram, you know. But Allah says, do not do that. try with best, because we came here for short life and we have to do every action which is very useful for our spiritual build-up, because our life is short and we need to get to the positions, and we can never go to those positions unless we put everything for sake of Allah and very positive things. And the useless thing could be in the action or also in the thoughts. People tell useless thoughts. That's also brings a lot of destruction, you know. Prophet says the most honorable of people are those who abandon what is useless. They are the most honorable people because they use every minute for goodness and positivity. So they become honorable. Prophet says a good sign of a person's Islam is abandoning what is vain. See? Then Prophet says again, do not bring flames of fire upon your face by involving yourself in vain activities. Fire comes. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, O Allah, have mercy on me to abandon sins totally while I am alive, and be merciful to me so that I do not get into troubles because of what is vain. Because vain will bring destruction slowly and surely. So that is the second quality of the believer. And what is the third one? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِزَّكَاتِهِ فَعِلُونَ. That is the, and those who are acting giving the poor due. There's a third quality. It is the act of giving charity. You know, this surah came in the Makkah. So it is the beginning verses of giving zakat. Zakat verses came so many of them, but they are the beginning verses. Because it purifies your money and it purifies your soul. And it's very important to give the charity so that there is no so much gap between rich and poor. You know, society should be more homogeneous. There's a narration from Imam Ali as-Salam. The pillars of Islam are three, that none of them is useful without accompanying the other two. They are the ritual prayers, alms tax, means zakat, and wilaya. They're all important. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if people pay the zakat out of their possession, there will be no poor and needy. Prophet says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who pays the zakat for every dirham would be given him blessings in paradise as great as weight of Mount Uhud. So, that's what we get in return. Bal ladina hum li furu jihim hafizun. And those who guard their private parts. Illa ala azwajihim aw ma malakat aymanuhum fa innahum ghayru malumin. Say from their wives are the slaves that their right hand possess, for then verily they are not blameworthy. So Allah is talking about who is halal for you, and who halal for you is your wives and your right hand possesses, your slave girls, you know. Those are halal. So it's important to guard private parts, means not to get involved in sexual activity which is not allowed in Islam, like adultery, sodomy, and those things, because that destroys your iman and your character and everything, akhirat, dunya and akhirat both. فَمَنْ اِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And who craves beyond that, such are transgressors. Who does more than that are the transgressors. So, there's a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, especially about what kind of wife you should pick. Indeed, woman is a caller for collar you put around your neck and bind yourself by it. You are stuck with the wife, right? Thus, you should look at her closely and think carefully about who is going to take control of you and finally where she is going to lead you. See, you have to be very careful when you pick your partner. Be aware that a bad woman cannot be compared with good one, for a good woman is a more priceless than a gold, silver or any precious gem. And a bad woman has no value at all. She is not even equal to the soil, for the soil is indeed better than her. So that's very important when you are young and when you don't think much. It's very important to control yourself and find a right partner for you who is spiritually good for you at least. Because you can go into heat of passion and find an attractive girl and educated girl, but there is no spirituality there. And then she'll just destroy it on the line. Mullah said that. We just read the hadith. And when Allah talked about azwaj, you know, marriage is two kinds, permanent marriage and temporary marriage, you know. Some sect of Islam does not accept temporary marriage, you know. And you know what's happening now. In college students and people who are out of town and have long jobs, and they get involved in some haram activities just because the temporary marriage was banned. Now they are involved in all these activities and they are becoming sinful. So, you know, it is very important that whatever Allah has allowed, made is halal, has to be halal, because Allah knows our nature and we have to fulfill our nature in a halal way. And if we don't fulfill our nature, because Islam is based on your fitrah. If you don't go with your fitrah, and Allah has put halal ways of to go according to fitrah, your nature, and if you don't go with nature, then you become perverted. And that perversion you're seeing all over the society. People have girlfriend, a boyfriend, it's not a big deal nowadays. So somebody might say that, what is this mutai? It is also like a girlfriend. No, don't say like that. When you bring Allah's name, everything, Allah's name and siga, then things become halal. You understand what is halal and what is haram. You know, you eat animal. Same animal can be halal or could be haram if you put Allah's name, right? Same thing with the relationship with a woman. If you bring Allah's name and you use siga, it becomes halal. I don't want to go in details about temporary marriage and those. This is a big discussion and I don't want to go, we don't have time. But I'm just focusing that since it has been not accepted by a big group of Muslims, we are seeing the consequences everywhere. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِي أَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And those who are keepers of their trust and their and covenant. It is very important in Islam to keep the trust and the covenants. You know, Prophet declared his prophethood after he was proven to keep his trust. Hijaz knew that he is the most trustworthy man. They used to go and keep things with him, and he always kept their trust intact. That's why first he made sure that they accept him, that he's the trustworthy man. So every Muslim has to be very trustworthy. If you are not trustworthy, there is no religion. So the trust comes like you are keeping trust with somebody's money, or somebody gives you something to keep as a trust. The whole religion itself and our Shariat is a trust which Allah gave to us. That's also part of trust. And not only Allah says about trust, but also covenants, Allah says. Ahad, like you prescribe a formula for yourself that I do this covenant and then you have to follow. And same thing with the nazar. Our oath, yameen, you have to keep all them intact based on this verse. And those who are keepers of their trust and their covenants. Same way that if you are doing a misaq, a contract between two people with buying, selling things, you have to keep your covenant. Because without the covenant, there is no paradise. There is no religion. Now we read some narrations about trust and covenants. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if someone commits a breach of trust in the world and does not restore the deposit to the depositor, then he dies as one of the disbelieve in my religion, and he'll find Allah angry with him. See, you know, even if you are doing a trust with a kafir, and if you breach the trust with him, you don't have religion here also. You don't have religion also. If you didn't return his property, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, one who is negligent with his trust and consequently damages the deposit is not one of us. That's how it is. So when Prophet left Makkah, he said to Imam Ali that those things which he think had to be returned to the people of Makkah when he was migrating, oh Ali, do these things, you know, return these things. Because he wanted to make sure that things were returned to the person who they belong to. That's why it's very important for us that, you know, like, we should not have any debt for somebody, you know. And if somebody is dying, then he should write in a dying will that, you know, I have such and such debt, you know, you have to give it back, you know. And it's duty of the children to pay back the debt of the deceased parents, you know. These are very important things. We cannot take them lightly. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who take care of their prayers. Take care of their prayers means the obligatory prayers, you have to do all of them. You cannot miss any obligatory prayer, you know. That's why some people who grow old and they try to do the prayers which they left in the young age, or if they are dying, then they put them in their wasiyat, you know, how much prayer have been left. So it's job of the children to do those prayers, because it has to, because on the judgment day to be counted about your prayers, you know. Prayer is very important, you know. One person came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I'm a sinner. When Prophet was doing congregation prayer, Prophet said, okay, join the prayer. And after the prayer, then again that person came and said, Prophet, I'm a sinner, what should I do? Prophet said, didn't you join the congregation prayer with me? Yes, I joined. He said that since you joined the prayer, Allah forgive your sins. See how important this prayer is? You know, like Prophet says that 5 times ritual prayer is like a stream of flowing water placed in front of the door of each of your house. Suppose one of you has dirt on his body and takes bath 5 times a day, would any dirt remain in his body? Of course not. 5 ritual prayers are such for my ummah. So it is such a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have prayers which cleans our sins. Now Allah says after that, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the heirs. How you become heirs? You become heirs without hard work, you know, like my dad leaves some property for me. I didn't work for that. So I become heir. Same thing Allah says that for believers, they become heirs of paradise without hard work. You will say that we did so much hard work in these verses. This hard work is nothing but this compared to what Allah is going to give to you. Forever paradise. So it is easy. You know, you are getting Jannat, or we are getting Jannat with such a ease. Because it's not a whole lot with these verses what you are getting in return. Alladina yarisuna firdos. Those who will inherit the Firdos, the paradise, therein they will abide. Allah says word Firdos. Firdos is a special Jannah which is in the center. The Prophet will be there and Prophet's companion will be there. Allah is talking about that Jannah. And those who will inherit the paradise, the Firdaus, there they will be abide. Hum fiha khalidun, they will abide forever there. He prayed to Allah that, O Allah, give us tawfiqat, that we follow these verses, so that we become part of that group who will be with Prophet ﷺ and Ahlul Bayt in the Firdaus. You know, we especially remember Mullah Abbas alayhi salam, that how he was following these verses and how was he was a symbol of a great believer, you know, and how he was giving his charity. What kind of charity Abul Fazl gave? You know, we talk about zakat. What kind of charity Abul Fazl gave? He gave charity of his two hands. He gave his life for Islam. He gave his life in the passion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the kind of covenant he took with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and how he fulfilled that covenant in Karbala. We should take covenant this way with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam tonight on the 4th. That Mullah Mahdi, you cry for Abul Fazl. We are here and we take covenant with you that we give everything for you. Everything for you. Mullah, we are your slaves. We give everything for you. And we will not break this covenant. We will not be like Kufis. And we will give everything for you. In the love of Abul Fazl. In your love. And your love and Abul Fazl's love is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah la'anatullah qumad zalameen walhamdulillah bil alameen.